You're on Texas Standard Time.
Texas Capitol claims to be the live music capital of the world. Okay, whether that's true or not, it's the official slogan, and y'all can contest that one at a later date. But there is a major Texas city that might be able to lay claim to this nickname, Stolen Music Gear Capital of the World. So says Kyle Trigger Coronas, editor of the website Saving Country Music. Welcome to the Standard.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So why would Houston be the Stolen Music Capital of the World?
Well, you know, if you follow bands like I do, a lot of times you've been seeing a lot of stories about artists and bands getting their vans stolen over the last few years, and it seems to be an epidemic, especially in Texas and especially in Houston. Each time someone has their van and property stolen, the music community will really rise up and try to help support these people, put the word out, have people looking for the gear and such. But it became so rampant, it was like, what's going on here? There must be a more underlying issue to it.
I gather that just this week, the Houston police said that they've arrested something like, what, 130 people?
Right, 130 people got arrested. And the impetus for those arrests was Texas country artist Zane Williams had his van and trailer stolen in May of last year, May of 2015. And luckily, he had a GPS device installed in his vehicle. So they were able to track the vehicle as it was being stolen. And when police got there, they found even more merchandise. They found a bunch of motorcycle accessories, high-end stuff, jackets and things like that that had been stolen from another cargo trailer from individuals who had been traveling through Houston.
Okay, so that sounds like quite the organized crime ring. Why would bands, and I mean, a lot of these bands, they don't have a whole lot of money. They do have a lot of instruments. Where do those instruments go? To pawn shops, to Craigslist, something? Where do these instruments wind up?
You know, a lot of people think that if you go into a pawn shop, most of the stuff is stolen. These days, especially in a larger city like Houston, they have a network and things have to be cataloged, especially if there's serial numbers. A lot of these bands, they know their serial numbers. They have that. Sometimes they're insured. And so all that information gets put into a database. And most pawn shops avoid stuff that they believe is stolen. But Houston police said that most of this stuff got sold via word of mouth. Also, some of the stuff got brought down to Mexico to be liquidated. But a lot of the stuff they were able to find, they were able to recover what they estimate to be about $2 million in merchandise, whether that's musical instruments or any of the other items that had been stolen out of these trailers. That seemed to be the one chink in their plan, these criminals, is that they really didn't know what to do with this stuff. It's so hard to liquidate these large ticket items these days.
And it's not just the vans that have been targeted. I know that there's a terrific fiddle player based in Austin named Ruby Jane, and she and her mother were actually robbed at gunpoint, right?
Right. That was the first time that it seemed like Houston was getting put in the spotlight for being, you know, the capital of the world for having musicians taken advantage of. In December 2011, they had just played a show, and they were pulling up to a gated, it was like a condominium community in Houston. They had rolled their window down and were trying to put in the gate code. And an individual came up, stuck a gun through the window, and pointed it at Ruby Jane's mother's head. She had all of her musical instruments in there. They had all their luggage in there. They had all of their Christmas presents. This was in December, and they were heading back home. I mean, when you talk about Zane Williams, this wasn't a situation where they were at a hotel all night. They just went in to get a bite to eat. There was an EDM artist who also had his stuff stolen in 2015. When he comes back, you know, less than an hour later, everything's gone. These criminals would fan out across Houston and suburbs around Houston and specifically look for vehicles pulling trailers, the exact scenario musicians are in. It didn't matter where it was or when it was. It could be in the day. They would steal the van, steal the trailer, dump the trailer and van, and take all the contents.
So fast forward to today. Is this over?
I think this definitely puts a significant dent in that trend, but I don't think it's totally over. I think we're going to continue to see some of these stories, hopefully not as many of them. It's not even that these people weren't getting caught. A lot of them were getting caught, but they would get a slap on the wrist. It was a property crime. They'd spend 3 months in the local jail and then be released again and then be out perpetrating the same crimes. Now what they've done is by linking these individuals all around the city, they have upped the charges to engaging in organized crime. What their hope is that they can prosecute these people and get them on those organized crime charges and put them away for longer periods to get them off the street and sort of end this systemic issue.
Kyle Trigger-Corona is editor of the website Saving Country Music. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.